Ninth meditation on the Holy Spirit, fidelity. Today it is the last one in preparation for Pentecost. Beloved Holy Spirit, you want us to live faithfulness. And this in a time when infidelity is almost becoming a way of life. You will have a lot of work to do because many people no longer understand the meaning of fidelity. Whether it is in the marital relationship, or in promises made, or even in religious vows. Often we have to learn anew what faithfulness means. Reliability, consistency. But we have an unsurpassable example before us. It is a faithfulness in God. God is faithful, and He never gives up this faithfulness. The whole Old Testament tells us about the faithfulness of God who faces the frequent infidelity of Israel. If you look into our own time, there are unfortunately more and more people who fall away from the faith and become unfaithful to the Lord. It then becomes more difficult to remain faithful also to one another. It will be very bad, O Holy Spirit, if we have to experience the unfaithfulness in the Church. We are all called, from the simplest believer to the Pope, to remain faithful to the Gospel and the Church's teaching. We must be faithful not only to God, but also to ourselves in the right way. Loyalty to the recognized truth, until a greater truth convinces us. This faithfulness then forms our character and makes us reliable people on whom one can also count in our daily dealings.
Fidelis servus et prudens, quem
faithfulness can be practiced with small things, but these are by no means insignificant, for whoever is faithful in the smallest things is faithful in the greatest things, and whoever is untrustworthy in the smallest things is not faithful in the great things, as the Gospel tells us in Luke 16:10. When we make promises to people, we must keep them. If we cannot, we must inform them accordingly. Duties that we assume are to be fulfilled. Even the practice of punctuality, for example, helps us to grow into an attitude of reliability, which is related to fidelity. All these wonderful fruits which God wants to harvest on our tree of life makes us similar to Him. That now, dear Holy Spirit, is your work in us. If we are willing to cooperate and let you work. Sacred Scripture warns us that we should not be men driven to and fro by every wind. Faithfulness strengthens us and also makes us reliable co-workers in the kingdom of God, as we can see, for example, with the Holy Apostle Paul. Especially important is faithfulness to God and to our faith. This can be attacked in various ways, and we know the testimony of the martyrs who prefer to give their life than to betray their faithfulness to God. This you have done, O Holy Spirit, then through the Spirit of strength, which then became visible as fruit in their faithfulness. Holy Spirit, please strengthen us especially in this time when faith is increasingly under attack, that we may remain faithful to you and not allow ourselves to be confused. Faithful to your word, faithful to the magisterium of the Church, and to everything that comes from you and carries your light.
Tergens crimina acungit vulnera et sic est fulgens ac lauda vita suscitans et resuscitans.